Bass Vision Podcast number 3 for October 7th, 2009. Welcome to the show. This is John Wheeler, and you're listening to the Fast Vision Podcast, nuclear news in 2 minutes or less. Will hybrid electric vehicles spell the end of the oil age? At least one major international bank thinks so. This week, Deutsche Bank released a report that predicts that oil prices will spike, causing U.S. consumers to flock to high-mileage hybrid vehicles. This in turn will cause petroleum demand to dive and never recover. In the end, electric and hybrid electric vehicles will take over the roads. When this happens, with one-fifth of the electric grid powered from clean nuclear energy, we'll be shifting our transportation energy source from imported oil to homegrown nuclear energy. But not everyone agrees. According to the Wall Street Journal Environmental Capital blog, Lux Research, a research and consulting firm that specializes in providing strategic analysis related to emerging technologies, believes that high battery prices, low oil prices, and low demand for new cars could limit the growth of hybrid electric vehicles. I agree that economics will be a key factor in whether or not the average U.S. consumer will choose hybrids or electric vehicles over traditional gasoline or diesel-powered vehicles. But there's a lot more to consumer behaviors than simple economics. Convenience and emotions play a role too. I wonder if anyone over at Lux Research has actually driven a hybrid. I have, and I can tell you that even at current fuel prices, the cost savings when driving a hybrid are significant, and the increase in range means fewer stops at the filling station. There's something very satisfying to getting 500 miles from a 10-gallon tank of gas. Of course, the same thing is possible in lightweight diesel engine vehicles. That's it for the Fast Vision Podcast for October 7th, 2009. This is John Wheeler. Have a great nuclear day.